I don't believe they're ever going to get the justice they deserve to have and the justice they should have.
Senator Sam Dastyari, who sat through 2 years of hearings, hundreds of submissions, and signed off on 24 recommendations to ensure that agribusiness managed investment scheme rules be tightened. But while it conceded there may be no justice for victims, the committee recommended Bendigo Bank, the backer of Great Southern, should be asked to pay some compensation, but no such recommendation for Timbercorp, MIS, and its backer, ANZ. Sam Dastyari.
Well, Timbercorp and the ANZ did set up a hardship program, and there are people going through the hardship program. I don't think their hardship program is good enough, and I think there's more they need to do, and we'll be working with the ANZ on that. Great Southern's behaviour in this whole situation has really been deplorable. And Great Southern, and Bendigo Bank's involvement in Great Southern, how they secured their own debt, how they've profited from all of this, how they've behaved, the conduct of Bendigo Bank has really been reprehensible. And I don't think the ANZ Bank showered itself with glory, but they've at least gone through the process through Quartermenta, the liquidators of setting up hardship provisions and a hardship fund. The Bendigo Bank isn't even prepared to do that.
The schemes attracting upfront tax deductibility for agribusiness developments were often built on overinflated prospectus. Many blue gum forests were being established too far from the mills, and in the global financial crisis they were worthless. Many are now being ploughed back to pasture. When Timbercorp collapsed, a law firm took up a class action that was thrown out by the judge. Senator Sam Dastyari says the committee has recommended the Victorian Legal Services investigate some of those law firms.
Some of the actions of the law firms who were behaving like vultures and taking advantage of and using what were real victims to feather their own pockets. I mean, what you had was a situation where there were law firms, and you know, if we're going to single one out, and the report does single one out, which is M&K Lawyers down in Victoria, actually actively went out and created class actions, which the courts themselves said didn't stand up to scrutiny, didn't do their job properly, failed miserably, and we believe there needs to be a proper investigation of how they were taking advantage of very vulnerable victims for the sake of short-term profit.
Under new federal laws, there are tighter controls on commissions paid to financial planners. But this committee recommends strengthening the hand of ASIC to strike off financial planners suspected of egregious misconduct causing widespread harm. It stops short of calling for an end to managed investment schemes in agribusiness, arguing Sandalwood and Forestry MIS are going well. Agricultural economist and valuer Sam Patton is very disappointed.
Absolutely. And with due respect to, I gather, the chairman, Sam Dastyari, a lot of rhetoric and a lot of theatre, which I experienced firsthand. But the people that seemed to be listening in that committee, really listening, were people like Senator Wish Wilson, with a merchant banking background who seems to understand the fundamentals of economics. And I am very disappointed because talk's cheap. I'll give you a quote from a confidential senior treasury source in 2005. They said to me, when we were lobbying like we did to these committees, he said, "Sam, you won't get any argument from Peter and I, i.e. Peter Costello. It is others in the coalition cabinet who are advocating continuing this support," unquote. That was 10 years ago.
What sort of damage are you still seeing as an agricultural economist and agribusiness valuer?
As long as you have upfront deductibility, which no other primary producer in Australia has, you're going to have a certain lemming-like element of Australian investment community who will be induced to do it again. Some other scheme will rear up in a new guise. You know, there'll be tropical pawpaws or there'll be something else. The damage is that the fundamental premise of making sure that everything stacks up on a pre-tax basis, applying a public benefits test and saying, where historically has this legislation ever delivered any public benefit? And the wine industry is a classic example. We had a mature industry, been around 100 plus years, and the very nub of our oversupply situation in the wine industry we still have was brought about by about 12% of the area under vine being created by MIS, a total and utter waste of resources.
In a dissenting report, Green Senator Peter Wish Wilson has called for a royal commission into the failed managed investment schemes. But a royal commission was not among the 24 recommendations.